CoreWeave's $20 billion raise shows AI is winning the fight for liquidity AI infrastructure firm. CoreWeave has closed a $20 billion funding haul, according to a July 11th report from CryptoSlate. The size of the raise and the ease with which it came together is being read as direct evidence that institutional money is choosing AI build-out over Bitcoin when it decides where to park capital. The timing sharpens the point. As of July 11, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $64,126, down 0.1% on the day, and up just 2.45% over the week. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 31, firmly in fear territory. Against that backdrop, a single AI company absorbing $20 billion in one financing package is the kind of contrast that turns a vague thesis into a number. The competition for the same dollars. The argument is straightforward. Large allocators, credit funds, sovereign pools, and corporate treasuries have a finite amount of capital to deploy into high-growth, capital-hungry themes. For several years, Bitcoin was the default expression of that appetite. Now it has a rival that offers cash flow, contracts, and a clearer path to revenue. The physical infrastructure powering large language models. CoreWeave rents out GPU compute to AI developers. Its business consumes enormous amounts of upfront capital for chips, buildings, and power, and it converts that spending into signed customer contracts. That profile appeals to lenders and equity investors who want exposure to the AI wave without holding an asset whose only return is price appreciation. Bitcoin offers no yield, no contracts, and no underlying operation. In a risk-off tape, that distinction matters more, not less. Signs already visible on-chain. This is not purely a narrative. Bitcoin and Ethereum exchange supplies recently hit multi-year lows, which is usually framed as bullish accumulation. But thin exchange balances also mean thin liquidity, and a market with little fresh capital arriving can drift sideways even when supply looks tight. Flat price action at $64.26 fits that reading. The overlap between the two worlds is also becoming physical. Galaxy Digital recently energized 133 MW at its Helios site, specifically to serve CoreWeave's compute needs, a deal that took a former Bitcoin mining operator and repointed its power capacity at AI. Crypto infrastructure and AI infrastructure are starting to draw from the same pools of land, energy, and money. Venture capital is making the same bet on both sides of the ledger. Paradigm just closed a $1.2 billion fourth fund that explicitly targets crypto and AI together, treating them as adjacent frontier themes rather than competitors. At the fund level, allocators are hedging by owning slices of each. The case against reading too much into one, raise one financing round, does not settle the question. CoreWeave's $20 billion is debt and equity aimed at a specific operational need, GPU capacity, while Bitcoin demand comes from a different set of buyers with different mandates. A pension fund buying spot Bitcoin exposure and a credit desk underwriting a data center loan are not always drawing from the same bucket. There is also a cyclical read. AI infrastructure spending is running hot right now, and hot sectors attract capital until they don't. The same crypto slate framing that calls this a structural shift could look premature if AI capex cools and that money rotates back toward harder, simpler assets. Bitcoin's own recent history includes several cycles where it was declared beaten before it wasn't. What the raise does confirm is that AI infrastructure has matured into an asset class large enough to move the same institutional flows that once had Bitcoin, mostly to themselves. That is a change in the competitive set, whatever it means for price. The takeaway for crypto users. For anyone holding or spending crypto, the takeaway is about liquidity, not doom. Flat markets and cautious sentiment tend to reward users who are not forced to sell. Holding assets in self-custody options and spending only what you choose to convert keeps you out of the position of dumping into a thin, fearful market to cover an expense. Sentiment at 31 and price stuck near $64,000 is not a signal to chase anything. It is a reminder that capital is picky right now, and it is currently picking data centers,